Oved Kerchovin Gufa Lekoniloi. When this guy first was a slave by another guy. So when one guy, one Oved Kerchovin, owns another guy, he does not really own the guf of the person. He only owns the Maisi Yadayim, the right to work with him. But he does not own the guf, the actual person himself. So therefore we say, my Dekonilei, hu demachnilei li Yisrael. Whatever the first guy owns in this Eved, that's what he's selling now to the Jew. So all he's selling to the Jew is just the Maisi Yadayim, that's all. He's just selling him the rights to work with him. But the actual guf, the actual person himself, does not belong yet to the Israel. Now, v'chiv on the kodem v'tovol l'shem ben chayrin, since right away when this Eved goes to the mikvah, he does not only have in mind to become an Eved Kenani, but he has in mind to become a total Jew, to become a ben chayrin, a free Jew, is afkul l'shibudei. He takes off the shibud, he takes off his obligations of working to the master by becoming a ben chayrin. And the locher is kudurava, like Rava says. The Yoma Rava, Rava said like this: Hegdish chometz v'shichru. The locher is mafkiyin midei shibud. In the case we have a shibud, means that let's say your chometz is meshubid, it's supposed to be belong. A guy has a right to use it. Or else the case of shichru, we have an evid, and you want to go free him now. Or else hegdish is the locher is moitzi midei shibud. And Rashi explains like this: Hegdish chometz v'shichru. Also shoroy apoytiki. Let's say you have an ox and you made it an apoytiki. That means you owe somebody money and you made it like a pledge for the chayv to say, if I don't pay you up, you can keep the shor. So it's called an apoytiki. You told him this is where you collect the money from eventually, from the shor. Then v'gdisha l'mizbeach. Then you went ahead and made this shor hegdish to have a kedusha saguf, where the goof of the animal becomes Kaddish. The halacha is Polka Shibud Dekama. The first one's Shibud, the first one's right, the rights to hold on to this animal, to collect the money, goes off. Why? Because that's the halacha, that a Kedushas HaGuf, the Hegdish, is stronger than the Shibud. It takes away the Shibud. That's the case of Hegdish. Chometz, Rashi says, is also a case, O Yemosa Chemtza Yapoitik Levi Kechavim. If you have Chometz, and you gave it to a guy, to tell the guy, hold on to it, and if I don't pay you back the money I owe you, you can keep this chometz. And right now the chometz is in the hands of the Yisrael. It comes on Erev Pesach, the sixth hour, where the Issa chometz makes it also by no. The locher is Poka Shibud of the Gechovim. The Shibud, the rights of the guy to keep this bread, goes off. It doesn't really belong to the guy. Since the Jew really owns the chometz still, so he has the mitzvah to burn the chometz, he has a right to take this chometz and burn it, and the guy can't like stop him to say it's meshubah to me. The din of chometz is mafkiya, takes off the shibud that you set it aside that the guy could collect from it. The shichru, Rashi says, you have, let's say, an Eved Kenani, and you owe somebody money, so again, you made the Eved a pledge, you gave him the apoytiki to say, if I don't pay you up the money, you can keep my Eved. And then, v'shichroroi, and then you freed your Eved. So, locher is meshuchr, the freeing is chal, it's called a free Eved now. Even though this Eved was already meshuba to the Baal Chayv, like you told the person, if I don't pay you up, you can keep this Eved. So you meshabed the Eved for that person, still the locher is shichrur, when you go to free your Eved, it's mafkiya, takes off the shibud. See here also, even though the Jew bought this Eved off the guy, so like the Eved is meshubid, is supposed to work for the Jew, but if he goes and Tovel goes to the mikvah, l'shem b'nei chorin, to become free, shichrur is mafkiya m'dei shibud. The fact he becomes freed, that frees him, that takes off his obligations to the Yisrael. He does not have to work for the Yisrael anymore. The more Moshe Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda asked a kasha like this. Moshe Rav Chizda, there was a Maisa Bibluria. HaGiyoris, there was a story about this Giyoris, this Isha that became a Ger. She had Kodmu of Deho, that while she was still a Goya, still a Shiksa yet, she had a slave in Eved. And that Eved first became a Jew, became like an Eved Kenani. She kodmu avdeho v'tovlu lefaneho. that the Eved first saw the master wants to become a Jew, so the Eved also went to the mikvah to mekabel upon himself geirus. So ubo meister of nechachomim, the story came in front of the chachomim. The yomru, they said like this: Konu atzmon b'nei chorin. You should know this Eved became freed since he went to the mikvah amenas to become a free Jew. So he is mekabel geirus. So he doesn't only become a Eved Kenani, but he also becomes a Bnei Chorin. Now the diyuk is lefoneho, only because the Eved went first and was Miskayer before his master was. But Mashme, first the master was Miskayer, and then the Eved becomes an Eved. So loy, it doesn't help. Even if he does the tefillah l'shem to become a Bnei Chorin, it does not help. And here we're saying, no, even a guy that owns an Eved, and he sells the Eved to a Jew, so the Jew was already a Jew, when the Jew buys this Eved, if the Eved now goes to the mikvah l'shem b'nei chorin, it's chalis chayrus. And here it's mashma, if the master first became a Jew, then the guy, the Eved, cannot be misgayer by being tovel l'shem b'nei chorin. So it's a stiva. So Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rav says like this, lefoneho. If the Eved went fast and was like Mizgayer, went to the mikvah before his master became a Ger, and then we say, Bein Bistam, Bein Bimafarish, whether he's Tevil Stam, whether he speaks out Beferish, he speaks out clearly, that I'm doing this Tefillah, I'm asked to become a Ben Chorin, to become a free Jew, then we say it's Chalas Chorin, he's a free Jew. Because even though he only does it Stam, Stam means he doesn't speak out anything, he just goes and does it. Still, since he became a ger like before the master, for sure his intention was to become a Bnei Chorin, and he would be a Bnei Chorin. Marshenke liachreho. Let's say first his master becomes a Jew, is Mizgayer. And now the evidence is Mizgayer. Now it depends. B'mefurish in. When do we say he becomes a Ben Chorin free, not only in Eved Kenani, but he becomes totally free only if he speaks it out beferish? That b'shas tefillah he speaks out, you should know, I'm going to the mikvah now to become a total ger, a total Jew. B'stam loy, but if he only does it b'stam, he goes to the mikvah stam without saying anything. And then we say, since the master is already a Jew, so the master wants him now to become his Eved Kenani, so min astam we say when he goes to the mikvah, he's only going to the mikvah manas to mekabel to become an Eved Kenani. Like there are two stages here. First, the Eved was a goy. A goy is potter mikol mitzvahs. Now, when a Jew buys him, the first thing he has to do with him is be toivel, make a milah on him, and let him become an Eved Kenani. Now, when he becomes an Eved Kenani, he has halacha like an isha. He's mechuyev a mitzvah the same way an isha is mechuyev a mitzvah. Later, when the master frees him, then he becomes a total Jew, he's mechuyev in all mitzvahs. So here the shailer is right away, when he goes to the mikvah, if he does not do it l'shem to become a Eved Kenani, but he does it l'shem to become a Bnei Chorin, we're saying now it's chal, and he becomes a totally free Jew, and he's mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. But that's the law, like Rabbi says, that shichrur is mafkiya midei shibut. In other words, the first Jew, when you bought the Eved off a guy, you did not buy the guf, the actual Eved himself, because the first guy did not own the guf of the Eved. You only bought the shibud, that he has to work for you. So that's the klal, that shichrur, if he frees himself, that's mafkiya, that's stronger, that takes away the shibud, he has no more obligation to work for you. Now, Omar Rav Avia, loishonu ela b'lokeach minoi b'kechavim. This is only if you buy your Eved off another guy. If a Jew buys it off the guy, so the svara was, we said before, that the first guy does not own his Eved, does not own the guf, so he could only sell the shibut to the Israel. Therefore, the shichru takes away the shibut. Let's say the Jew buys a guy. Not that you buy a slave off a guy, but you go to a guy and tell the guy, no, I want to buy you. I want you to become a Eved Kenani. I'll give you $1,000, become a Eved Kenani. In such a case, Connie, then the Jew is kind of right away the goof of the Eved, of this guy, and therefore if the guy wants to be toivel, l'shem b'nei chorin, nothing doing. Since the Jew already owns his goof, he has no right to free himself from the Jew. Because the Pasuk says like this, It says, "Vegam mipnei hatoshavim hagerim imochem is meibdashin mehem tiknu." In other words, if you want to buy slaves, the pasuk says, "Buy it from the goyim that are living around you." Hezgam mipnei hatoshavim hagerim imochem, from the goyim living around you, mehem tiknu. You're allowed to buy from them an evet. So idashin atem koinim mehem. A Jew could go and buy a goy. If you go to the goy himself and say, "I want to buy you," you could mamish buy his guf. He belongs to you. V'loy heim koinim mikem. But a goy cannot buy a Jew. If a goy buys a Jew, he cannot buy the guf of the Jew. At most, he becomes an evet to the goy. He's only mishubed, he has a din to work for the goy. But not that his guf is kinder to a goy. A goy can't be kinder to the guf, the actual body of a Jew. That was the first thing we had. If one goy buys another goy, when one goy has a slave, that first goy does not own the guf, the body of the slave. That's halacha. Goy cannot own another goy. All he could do is he has a shibud. That means he owns him only enough that he has to work for him. But the guf he does not own. And that was the first svara, that when a goy sells his eved to another Jew, he cannot sell the guf of the eved, because the first goy does not own the guf of the eved. He could only sell the shibud. And therefore, if the eved is meshachar himself, the shichar helps. So that's this halacha, that one goy cannot be kind of another goy. For loy heim kind of mikem. The same. Then I will explain it now. What do these things mean? Now, first we said v'loy heim kainim mikem, that a goy cannot buy a Jew. A goy cannot buy a Jew is guf. For the lamai, what does that mean? He can't buy. Ilay malamai siyod. That if you want to say that a goy cannot even own like a slave, a Jewish slave, that the Jew does not even have to work for the goy. For the Gemara, otu oyve kachavim lekonel el Yisrael. Lamaisa Yodiv, is that true what you're saying? Like, for sure, not like that. We know a goy could be kind of Jew. If a goy buys a Jew, the Jew becomes a slave to the goy, and a koponim, he has to work for the goy. For Yoksev, like, and you want to say, not like that. For Yoksev, the Pasuk says, Oy li'akeh mishpacha, mishpachas ger. If a Jew was sold to a mishpachas ger, what does that mean? V'dashin v'yom amar mishpachas ger zeh oy v'kechovim. That the Torah says clearly there's a case that a goy could own a Jew. A Jew could sell himself to be a slave by a goy. So therefore you see akopon of l'maisa yodov. That you're going to have to work for him, you are mishubid. You have to work for him, that takas chal. So Elo, what do we mean before to say that a goy cannot buy a Jew? That means elalav l'gufe. That means the guf of the Jew a goy can't own. If a goy goes to buy a Jew, even if he pays, no matter how much money he pays for him, the guf of the Jew is not owned by the goy. The goy only has the right of a shibud to say that the Jew has to work for him, but not the guf of the goy, of the Jew. Now, Kamar Rachmon, the Pasuk says, Atem koinim mehem, that you, a Jew, you could buy a goy. What does that mean? Afilu gufei. If a Jew goes to Johnny the Goy and buys him, he mamish owns him. It's his guf. He owns him. So that's what we're dashing now. Now, Porich Rav Acha. Rav Acha has to cash like this. Ema, maybe the Pasuk means like this. That the Pasuk says that a Jew could buy another Goy, maybe Bekaspo Vetfila. Maybe not Stam you could buy him. Maybe Stam you buy a Goy, you're not kind of the guf. Maybe you're only kind of the guf if you buy money for it, and he's tefillah also. Maybe only after the tefillah, when he's toival, l'shem, eved kanani, that's when you own him, also eved kanani. But maybe if he's not toival, l'shem, eved kanani, he does l'shem of b'nei chayrin, maybe he would become a b'nei chayrin. So in this kasha, this gemara is the kasha. So we want to say that if a Jew goes to buy a goy, then the goy has no way to free himself, because the Jew owns the guf of the goy. And that's risky, maybe no. Maybe that the Pasuk says a Jew can own a goy, that's only after the goy was already tovah l'shem Eved Kanani, then you own the Eved Kanani. But maybe at the beginning, when you first buy him, you don't own the goof of the goy. You only have a shibut to the goy. And therefore, it could be, if the goy is smart and is tovah l'shem b'nei chayrin, maybe he would become a b'nei chayrin. Tzimura says, Kasha, you have no proof of what you're saying. Lakopon, that's what we hold, though. That a Jew could buy a goy, but the opposite way, no. A goy can't buy a Jew, and one goy can't buy another goy either. When a goy owns another Evid, he only owns him enough that he has to work for him, but not the goof. The goof of the person does not belong to another goy. One goy cannot buy another goof. Now, Omar Shmuel says like this, V'tzorech l'toikfa b'mayim. You should know, if you buy a goy, and you want it to become your Evid Kenani, so when you put him into the mikvah, you should know, you have to be toikav, hold on to him, as if to say, like, make sure it's being toikav now l'shem to be your Evid, and not to become a free person. So that's called tzorech l'toikva. You have to grab hold of him while he's going into the mikvah. Gemara, ki hai, okay, once happened the case, ki hai, the minyomin avdei de Ravashi. There was a case of minyomin, he was a slave of Ravashi. Boyi la tvule, he wanted to be tevel, at the beginning he wanted to make him into his Evid Kenani. So what he do, is mosrein alai la Ravina la Ravacha. Bered Rav, he gave over his Evid to Ravina and Ravacha, bered Rav. Omalu, he said to them, chazu de minaychu keboyisli. Make sure to make him into my Evid Kenani, that I still want him to be my slave, and not that he should go out free. So what did they do? Romile aruse betzavore. They put a chain around his neck. Orfule, first they made it loose, vitzimtzimule, and then they made it tight. What did they do this for? Orfule, first when they put the chain around his neck, they made it loose. Ki hechid lo lehevi chatzitza. That it should not be a chatzitza, like the Evid now has to go into the mikvah to become an Evid Kenani. So you want the tefillah to be a good tefillah. It can't be a chatzitza, something tied around his body to stop the water from coming there. It's not called a tefillah then. Tzimtzumu, but after the tefillah was good, right away, they tightened the chain. Tzimtzumu, lay. Why? Ki heichi, in order to lalikdem v'leimalu l'shem ben chern ani teufel. That the Evid, when he gets up, shouldn't tell us, you should know, I just went to the mikvah for the sake of becoming a free person. Because now that we have a chain around his neck, and we're making him do work, he can't say he's free. Like we see clearly, he's still an Evid. Now, Bahadda the Doli Resha, as soon as the Evid was about to pick up his head, Mimaya, from the water, is Anchalei Zulta the Tina. They put on top of him a basket full of mud, the Tina of a cement, a Resha on his head. The Yomrele, they told him, Zil Am to Levei Marecha. Go take this barrel full of mud and bring it to your master. In other words, as if to say, you're an Evid. Don't think you're being a Ben Chorin now, but at all times, right now, you're an Evid. You're an Evid Kenani. You have to work for your master. So that's like we said, you have to make sure when your Evid is Tevel, he does not do it to shame Bnei Chorin to become a free person, because he could become a free person. So you have to make sure he's doing it l'shem avdus to still be a slave for you. And then he's chal, then he's your Evid Kenani. Omalei Rav Papa l'Rava. So Rav Papa said to Rava, Chazimar hani divei papi bar abba. Tiyoy vizuzi liinsh l'kargayu. He told me, you see these people, that they pay the taxes for people. Rashi says, "Kishay noistim kesel gugolis lemelech." If you see people that do not pay taxes, toifsu noistim gaboye melech. The tax collectors collect this person, get him. Now, vahani divei papi, these people, ashirimoy, they're rich people. Who perma masla gaboye melech. They went and freed these people, they paid the taxes for him. The koine moisim lavodim, and they held that they koine them to be the slave that became my evit. The yodichovimoy, they were goyim, they were goyim. The oisamaniknin, becoming boyle, heavy kinyan. Is it called a good kinyan or not? Lechinafki minayali boy gita de cherusialoi. Is it called a good kinyan they become your evid? That when they come out free now, they have to have a get the cherus or not? Is that called a good avdis? Because what happened? That the goyim were collecting these people, they didn't pay their taxes, and the vei papi came and paid the taxes for them, and therefore they held them according to that they're slaves. So Gemara says like this. Again, the Maisa was, Hani Devei Papa Bar Abba, the Yoyve Zuzah, they gave money in Shila Kagayu to pay for the taxes, Homishabdibu, and they made them work for him. Is Kinafku, when they go out free now, Tsricha Gita the Cheruseloi, are they really called the Revit Kanani, that when they go out free they have to have a get, the Cherus, that's halacha. When an Evid goes out free he needs a get from his master, or not? Omulai, so he gets it back like this. It would have been dead, I couldn't answer you. Homilsa this thing. But now that I'm alive, I'll tell you that Hochi Yomer Rosheshis, this is what Rosheshis said, Merakayu Dahani Batavsa de Malkamonach, like the possession of these people, Drashi, Choisvon Chilelu, like the seal of these people, I told you what the king says, Batavsa de Malkamonach. Now, O Malko Omar, the king says that man de Loyoyev Kargo, a person that does not pay taxes, is mishtabid laman diyoyev karga. Has to work his meshubah to a person that pays his taxes. So therefore, the bay papi here, papa, they had a right to be kind to these people. That's like dina de machusa dina. The melech says, whoever doesn't pay taxes, we take you for a slave. And if somebody pays your taxes, you have to be a slave for him. See, so that the bay papa paid their taxes, these people became their slaves and their real evet kinanis. And therefore, when they go out and want to become free, they need a get to become free. The Mara Rabbi Chiya Maraba, Ikloi Lagavli, went into this place called Gavla. Now, Chosla, he saw there, Benois Yisrael, he saw Jewish ladies, the Mi'abrin Migerim. He saw them, like, living with men, they became pregnant from men, that Shemolav Letovlu, they were Gerim, in other words, they're still Goyim, that they thought they became Jews, they became a Ger, but they only made Mila, but they never went to the Mikvah. That's one thing he saw doing wrong. So the kids, since they didn't go to the mikvah, they're still called Goyim. So the kids, he saw the way Goyim were living with the Bas Yisrael. The Chazi saw another thing there, that Chamru the Yisrael, there was Jewish wine, the Mazgi Ev Dekechovim, that the Goyim was Mazgi, poured it, they poured the water into the wine, they made it drinkable. The Shosu Yisrael, and Jews were drinking it, the Chur Tiyai Nesach, they saw the way Jews were drinking wine that the Goyim were making. Because the other thing they saw, he saw that turmusin, a special type of a fruit here, machloikas stirin rashanda, the fruit from the vegetable, turmusin, the shalkul oiv de kechovim, that the goyim cooked it up, the yachla yisrael, and then the Jews were eating it. So chur tenisa from bishalakim. For yamru lov lamidi, he didn't say anything. That was the maisa. Then also, and then what happened was, also the came with Rabbi Yechanan. He came in front of Rabbi Yechanan. Omalei, Rabbi Yechanan told him. Rabbi Yechanan told Rabbi Chiya bar Abba that so say go out the hichras abneim, go proclaim upon the children shei mamzerim. You know the kids of mamzerim. It's a guy living with a bas Yisrael. He owes the kids of mamzer. The al yena mishrim yain nesach. The wine they're drinking is also the drink of yain nesach. The al turmusim mishrim bishulot rechovim. This fruit that the guy cooked, it's also teeth is bishulakum. And he said, why the fishena bnei Torah? Mashram mikra din it's mutter teeth this fruit. Just since in these people, the places, they're not B'nai Torah, he didn't want to be maker for them. They have to be machmir, not to eat his fruits. Now, al B'naiim, shei mamzerim, that's that he held the children were mamzerim. Rabbi Yechanan, what time? Rabbi Yechanan goes according to his own time. The Yom Rabbi Chiya Barab, Om Rabbi Yechanan. L'yoylam ein ger, a person is not called goy, is not called a ger, is not called a Jew. Ad sheyim over yitzvol, until he does two things. If he's a man, he has to go to the mikveh and have a bris milah. Now, the Chiv and the Leitovel, since these Gerim here did not go to the mikvah, Oyvei Kechavim heavy. They're still complete Goyim. The Yom Rabba Bavachonam, Rabbi Yechanan, what's Rabbi Yechanan Shita, that Oyvei Kechavim, the Yevet Abu Abbas, Yisrael of Lad Mamzer. That's what Rabbi Yechanan Paskins. So Rabbi Yechanan Shitos is very good. He told them that the children are Mamzerim here, because they were called Goyim, and the Goy that lives in Abbas Yisrael, the kids are Mamzer, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that's why the kid is a Mamzer. Allah, we passed him before, the kid is not a mamzer. He's only pogum, posel, lakuna. But if Yechon knows the kid's a mamzer, so it's good. Vaita vayena mishum yayin nesach. He made exerim, says, it's also the rabbon this yayinim. So why? Mishum lech lech amrina nazira schor schor. Lekarmel atikrav. Like our chokim with rabbonin. Like we're telling Nozir, don't go around the kerem of vineyard. Since Nozir is not allowed to eat the wine, the grapes, tell him don't go near there. So Rashi says like this. V'alyena mishum yai nesach, the first big line, the alfagad le nogi, even though the goyim did not touch the wine, They only poured the wine. Ela koicha bi'almuhu. It is also mishum lechlech armin and nazira. That's also the Rabbanan also. The Rabbanan acid that if a guy pours wine into a cup, we're not allowed to drink that wine. Even though the guy did not touch the wine directly, but a guy is not allowed to pour wine. If he pours wine, the wine that came out of the bottle that he poured is also for us to eat. Now, the Al-Turmusim Yishun Meshulat Chavim, the last case, this fruit they can't eat because Goyim cooked it, and he said, why? Lefishayna b'nei Torah, because they're not chashim people, they're Amoratsim. So tomorrow, b'nei Torah Shari, Mashmah, if they would be chashim people, would be mutter. Why? V'omer HaShmul Barab Yitzchak, Meshmei D'Rav, Kol HaNechol K'moishu, Chayim B'Mishum B'Shulat Chavim. Something you could eat raw, like an apple, even if you cook it, then there's no issa. Now, V'or Tomusa, this vegetable fruit, Ein HaNechol K'moishu, Chayim, you can't eat it raw. Therefore, V'yeshma Mishum B'Shulat Chavim, there should be Yasa Mikra Din, since the guy cooked it up, and you need his cooking, it should be Yasa to eat it. So Gemara says, Rav Yechon HaKidach Lishna, Svir Rav Yechon holds that the other tzad. The Yom Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchok, Mishmei the Rav. There's another Tanai. What type of food is also if a guy cooks it? Kol Shein Oyla Shulchem Lochim. Lecha Boy Esapas. Ein Boy Mishum Mishul Yod Gachovim. That what has to be choshev a food that goes on the table of a king. But food that's not so choshev that a king will not serve at his food, at his table, there's no din bishalakim on it. V'tayim Adyena B'nei Torah. Ha B'nei Torah Shari. Therefore he said, why is it also? Because they're not B'nai Torah, want to be machmer on them. But for real people, B'nai Torah, the lachmer is, such food you will not eat. In other words, posher of a food that's too posher to serve on the king's table is also to eat those bishalakim. Those things are posher of potatoes. Tam a cooked potato, he wouldn't serve, a king wouldn't serve on his table. Therefore, a cooked potato would be mutter. But you make it fancy that a guy would, that the king would serve on his table, then takar it's also. Yes. Tana Rabban. Ger Shemol V'loy Tovel. What's the law of a guy? He wants to become a Jew. So he has a bris mila. But V'loy Tovel, he didn't go to the mikvah. His Rav Lezer Oime Areze Ger. Rav Lezer, oh, that's enough. The Yikr of Ger says to make a mila, that's enough. Why? Shekeimotzinu Bavaseinu Shemol V'loy Tovelu. You only find in the Torah that says that by Hasinai, Klai Yisro made a bris mila. Strashi Bavaseinu Shemolu. P'yemei Moshe. Kishayotzmi Mitzrayim, the Yotzu Mechlal B'nei Noyach, Lekabel HaTorah, Lekabel P'nei Ashchina. So all they had was just a bris mila, a mashma, that's enough to make milas, to make geris. That's Rabbi Lezer Shita. Now, Tova V'loy Mol, let's say he only went to the mikvah, and he did not make a bris mila, Rabbi Yeshua Raima Hareza Ger. Rabbi Yeshua, that's enough to make a ger. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the Iker is the tefillah and the mikvah, not the mila. What's the raya? Shekein motzino b'imois she'etov lovloy malu. When the mothers, when they, in the Shusayim Rashi says, the mothers, when they became Yisrael, they didn't have any mila. They were midar lady. And what do they have? Only a tefillah. So therefore you see, tefillah alone is enough to make you into a Jew, into a ger. V'chachomim or milchomim say, tova v'loy mal. Omol v'loy toval ein ger. That's the loch. It's not called a good geris. Chiyimol v'yitful. You have to have two things. Geris has to be a mila and a tefila. About the have to have a kabbalah and mitzvahs. Also, even the sugi before we had there before, when a ger is toval, we said an isha is toval l'shem nidus. Also, it's called a good geris. Even if the first tefila was no good. So, about the Torah speaks out. We're talking about though that she had a kabbalah and mitzvahs. And that you have to have in front of three people. You have to be mekabel mitzvahs. After you mekabel mitzvahs in front of three people, then Taisa Tata said that the tefillah could even be by yourself. You don't have to have in front of three people for the tefillah. Rakol ponim geris has to be a mila and a tefillah by a man. If you have Yeshua front of Gemara, nami nelef miyovus, according to Rabbi Yeshua, how come he says tefillah alone is enough? Why doesn't learn out rather from the men that they had to make a mila? For the more of Rabbi Lezer, nami nelef miyovus, how come Rabbi Lezer doesn't learn out from the ladies that it was enough for tefillah without a mila? The Chitayim, maybe you'll tell me, ain't daughter an Efsha, Mashi Efsha. You can't bring a proof from a lady where it's not Shaykh Amila. Mashayn Kain men that Shaykh Amila, maybe they have to have a Mila. You can't bring a proof from E. Efsha. Mura says, no, Votani, we learned like this. Rabbi Lez himself holds. We have Lezer Weimer, Minayin the Pesach Duris. How do we know a carbon Pesach from then on? Shein Boelim and Achulin. You could only buy it from money that's Chulin and not money that's Maisa Sheini. How do you know it? You learn it out. Nema Pesach v'Mitzrayim. It says carbon Pesach, but when the Yidim was still a Mitzrayim. V'Nema Pesach v'Duris. Mikan Labo, they have to bring a carbon Pesach. So he learns out, Ma Pesach Amav Mitzrayim, just like the Korban Pesach that was brought when the Yidin was still in Mitzrayim. Ein Bo'elim and Achulin, it only came from regular money. Because they had no Maisi Shein yet, is that Pesach Amav L'Doris, what in the Pesach that comes L'Doris, Ein Bo'elim and Achulin, only comes from Achulin. Yeah, so that was the first raya. Let's see that chulin, that korban pesach can only be brought from chulin. On this, the Gemara says, "Omalei Rabbi Kiva says back, is it true v'chidon and efsher mishi efsher? Can you learn out one case from another case? So because by Mitzrayim they had no ma'aseh sheni yet, that's why it couldn't come from ma'aseh sheni. But maybe l'doros with his ma'aseh sheni, maybe he could buy the korban with the money of ma'aseh sheni." Or Malay Rav Lezer answered back, Afa pi shiefshi, even though true it's not possible, but Rai gadolhi, for no matimenu. It's a good Rai, you could learn out. So now it's a question Rav Lezer. Why does Rav Lezer say the yikur of Mila, of Geiris, is Mila? Why doesn't learn out from the mothers that it was enough to make a tefillah without a Mila? So Mercer's like this, Elo.